大家好，我是 Jenny， 你现在收听由开云英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
Adam, 前段时间我们公众号上面做了一集你的专访，首先阅读量非常的高，然后下面有好多好多朋友给你留言。
Sure did. And what was the first thing I said to you after I saw all of that 留言？
Adam 说哇好感动啊。
That's right, that's right. So today we are going to talk about all the different ways you, like me, can express 我好感动 in English.
其实那篇专访如果大家没读的话可以去看一下、哦、里面有一些 Adam 学生时代的照片是吧、
Yeah, they used a lot of interesting photos, put it that way.
Anyway, today our focus is 感动。那 Adam 就来教我们一下英语要怎么说我很感动呢？
Okay, so the most obvious way is very literal.I was moved.
Oh, 这个 move 就是你要搬一个东西，你要动一个东西，那个 move, 对吧？
That is, I moved something. Or the stuff was moved by me. But this is a feeling. Actually, guys, we probably should say right now, don't worry too much about the grammar today. Turn that grammar part of your brain off, because otherwise you're going to be thinking, are they using a verb, an adjective?
Oh, 是是是
So most of these are going to be feelings. I am moved. I was moved. You can think about them as verbs if you want.
Right, right. 但诶你刚刚说 I was moved,、mm-hmm. 就是别人做了一件什么事情。比如 I was reading all those comments and、mm-hmm. I was very moved.
I was very moved, right?、Or I could say the comments were very moving.
Oh, so this is very excited and exciting.
Boring and bored. Yeah, same,、right. same logic, right? They were moving, so I was moved.
Moved. 好，刚刚我们是用 past tense 嘛、mm-hmm. 过去式，但也可以我，比如我现在正在读这些留言，我很感动。I'm so moved.
I'm so moved. Yeah, that's okay.、Mm. That's okay. And that's a lot like the next word that we have, which is touched.So you can say, I'm touched, thank you.
Okay, 这个 touch 就是你摸一样东西碰一样东西
Right, well you can think about something touching your heart.
Heart, exactly.、Right. 但是说 I'm touched, I was touched, 会不会引起一些 misunderstanding? Did someone touch you physically?
Oh yeah.
特别女生说的时候
Right, but she probably wouldn't use a passive sense here,、right? So again, this is where we're jumping between passive verbs and adjective. She's probably going to say, that guy touched me. She's not going to say, I was touched. Or if okay, she does,、okay. you know, listen to the sound of her voice. Is she saying like,、oh, I was touched、mm. by him?、Mm. It's probably pretty good, right?
对对对
I was touched by him!
所以语气也会告诉我们很多到底是什么意思。
Sure. Right, lots of context from the tone. Also, you're probably going to be touched by someone's words or、mm. by a speech or by something that they did、mm, as opposed to them.
诶这点倒是啊那我们就多给大家举几个例子吧。我们先用 move 和 moving, 然后用 touched 和 touching, 好不好
okay, makes sense.
除了那些 comments 啊 which are really very moving、mm-hmm. 还有什么东西是 very moving 的呢
Speeches are often designed、mm-hmm. to be moving, right?、Yes, we can!、
我是感觉电视啊电影啊对不对
Sure, the movies are moving.
okay, 那这个 so you can be moved by different works of art, right? Movies, TV shows, or books and songs.
Yeah, music is I mean, of course, books can move people, but it's often things that we can see or hear.
很 immediate.
Right.
很直接的啊。好，其实我们刚刚也一直在这个词前面加了一些副词，比如 I was very moved.、
Mm-hmm.
This movie, this TV show is very moving.
That's right.、you could also emphasize moving by saying I was moved to tears.
啊，被感动到哭。这个用法好啊。那我们刚刚展现了很多 moved 和 moving 的用法 touched 和 touching 差不多 you can、mm. use them in the same way 是吧
yeah so you wouldn't be touched to tears、
I mean that 这是一个大的区别
right but、mm. something can touch your heart、right that really touched my heart that's a great expression that you can use anywhere, really. That touched my heart. Thank you.
别人做了一件很贴心的事情啊。Oh, that really touched my heart.
Right, right. But not all touches are good touches. Some touches are bad touches. So we have a phrase, that touched a nerve.
Nerve, 就像 nervous, 很紧张。
Nervous, yeah.
这个是 nerve.是神经
Right, in your body you have nerves. And if you touch a nerve, I guess you can imagine your body would respond with shock or pain.
对对对、是的、所以 if something touched a nerve 是不好的
It's bad because the reaction that you get isn't one like, oh, that's so beautiful, yeah. I'm so moved. It's more like, what do you mean? Blah, 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 blah. It's usually anger.
好，所以大家记住，让你感动的事情呢，是感动你的心灵啊。Something, 是不是 someone 也可以 touch your heart 呢？
Someone can touch your heart,、someone can touch a nerve too, but usually it's something.
有的时候，这个老公很烦啊。My husband always touching my nerve.
The nerves, yeah, yeah, yeah. Or it could be, you know, somebody, a leader,says something, makes a mistake, you know, makes all the employees very angry, something like that, touches a nerve.
Okay. 但 Adam, 你的专访下面留言真的太多太多了。哪一条让你最感动啊？
Oh, you guys know, I can't decide that kind of stuff. How about we shift that to the end, because there are a few other words I want to talk about first.
好的好的。比如说?
Inspiring.
Oh, 这个 inspiring 经常就是你说的 speech.
Yes.
一个演说对吧让人一个演讲让人特别 feel inspired.
Right. So again, that sort of yes, we can idea that really inspires people.
And a lot of like graduation 的什么 speech, graduation ceremony.
Right. Stay foolish.
对 stay hungry, stay foolish,、对吧这种都是 very inspiring speeches or words.
Right.
And it makes you, the listener, the audience, feel very inspired.
That's right.
好，我觉得另外还有一些人的故事啊，或者经历也可以让你很 inspired.
Usually, so there's another related word here, which is inspirational. So that's an adjective as well. But this one makes me think more about overcoming challenges. So, you know, like someone was born with no legs, but now they are the president of a small country.
战胜很大的挑战。
They got over it, they overcame it, and that's very inspirational. Whereas inspiring is kind of more like, follow your dreams!
就是让你很激动的那种,是吧? Okay, got it.
But of course...where that difference lies in your mind between, you know, seeing that person with a lot of challenges versus just sort of pie in the sky, you can do it.
Yeah.
Wherever that difference lies is up to us.
Yeah.
Because, of course, you can be inspired by someone with no legs.
Yeah.
Like, I have legs. Why am I not doing more with my life?
Okay. But just you can be inspired by a person, 对吧?好，那今天说了那么多的感动啊，归根结底 ，at the end of the day， 这些都是触动你心灵、你的 heart 的嘛，是吧？所以我们也可以直接用和 heart 相关的词来形容感动。
You sure can. Heartwarming.
哦，这个 warming 就是温暖，是吗
？Right, right. Now this one is kind of more on the chicken soup end of the end of the spectrum.
心灵鸡汤,
right, like it's, I'm not saying that heartwarming is in any way bad, but, you know, inspiring, maybe you're going to go climb a mountain, moving, touching,
do something,
you might go do something. Heartwarming is just, that feels good.
对,就是那种很软的那种是吧? But it's so soft and it's so heartwarming.
It's so heartwarming.
It makes your heart feel warm.
Right.
Right. 所以我觉得这个更像很贴心的。
Yeah, but just remember here, this one is also a little bit different than the others because we don't really say heartwarmed.
对。
I'm heartwarmed.
Exactly. 你不能说 I'm heartwarmed.你要说就是Someone did something, 可以说 oh, that's so heartwarming,
right.
对吧？好，那今天节目的最后啊 before we getting to those heartwarming comments, heartwarming 的留言，我们再教大家几句很简单的英语短语，或者就是个单词 you can actually say to the person who did something 让你很感动。
Right, so the first thing that comes to mind is not really a word, it's a sound. Aww.
其实我们前面教大家的那些，你也可以直接说给对方听，说 Oh, I'm so moved,、
right.
I'm so touched. 但是可能口语当中Oh, 跟着
Right, right. Aw, you're the best. Aw, that's so sweet.
诶，这个 aw 可以写出来吗？ Can we spell it?
A-W-W.
And, How many W's you want 都可以。
I would say at least two, okay. Right? Just to get your aw point across. And, you know, maybe if you are saying this to your boyfriend or someone who you want to be your boyfriend, aw, you can really stretch it out. Aw, that's so sweet. You're the sweetest.
所以这个 that's so sweet 或者 you're the sweetest 就是很好的，可以跟对方来表露你很感动。
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Don't talk about how you feel. Just say a compliment or describe them. You're so sweet. You're the best.
对。或者你可以用 that's, right? That's so sweet.
That's so sweet. That, we probably wouldn't say that's the best. But yeah, that's so sweet is fine.
做一件很贴心的事。Oh, that's so sweet.
Right.
好。前面你还说什么 you're the best?
I did say that.
这个谁听到不开心啊
Right.
你最好的 you're the best.
Except sometimes people use this, you know, like at work, it might be the boss saying like, can you do these reports, and then go wash my car, and then pick up my coffee, thanks, you're the best. Not very sincere.
对不太真诚啊。但是 speaking of sincerity, 真诚，我们所有的用户，他们的留言多么真诚，多么诚挚，哪一条最让你感动啊？ Like, which one touched you the deepest?
Well, like I said before, guys, this is really tough. I have a difficult time, deciding what shoes to wear in the morning.
对 ，Adam 本身就有选择障碍症，是吧？然后用那么 touching 的留言让他
there were a lot, and you know, even within the comments, there were so many comments that were popular, like many people liked.
对啊，有几条留言有什么几百个点赞，几百个 likes.
Right. So the first one here, when I copied and pasted it, Jenny asked, "What's 265 mean?" I was like, oh, that's the amount of likes. What? 天哪！
天哪，你有那么多粉丝，我不知
道。Yeah, okay. So at the end of the interview, if you haven't read it, I don't want to spoil it. There is a little part that maybe some could consider heartwarming, and it really involves aging. Something that we all have to do.
变老吗？
Right. So, you know, like,turning from a brother to an uncle to a grandfather.
我记得那个专访里面说Adam 以前是哥、
right.
然后变成叔、
right. One day
总有变成爷的那一天是吧
Get off my lawn. Yeah, so it was very kind. There actually were a few messages like this, a few comments like this, but one really...stood out. Jenny, could you read it for us?
好，那是来自于青雨。他说，理论上来说，你的一部分观众也从 always love you 的妹，现在变成了 always love you 的姨。将来我们会变成 always love you 的奶。所以不用担心啦，我们大家一起陪你慢慢开心变老。
Right,、oh. right. So that's good. Okay, one other thing that I found, something I have seen before, but...which never fails to move me. A lot of our users are parents, and they have really young kids. Now, sometimes they send messages to me. It's the kid recording, Hello, Adam!
Oh, 真的
Yeah, very moving. In this case, it was just written, but it's the same sort of idea, the idea of a child kind of hearing this voice.
对,这位叫艺林的用户说哈哈哈！我女儿记不住开言英语，但是她每次都会喊妈妈。我们可以听 Adam 的那个节目吗？好可爱、啊。
Yeah, that's moving.
这是小孩，也是你的粉丝。
Right.
谢谢艺琳和你的女儿，可爱的小妹妹啊。 我能不能分享一个我觉得最 moving 的
OK 嗯，
好，我先跟大家念一下这个留言啊，然后我相信念了以后所有的人也会很感动。这一位用户很长的用户名啊，他的留言说看到写 Adam， 我马上点进来读了今天的文章。当然几位老师我都很喜欢，我的儿子刚读初一，现在对英语一头雾水，但我已经给他听了开言的 AE 第一课了，相信他也会喜欢上的。然后最感动的 part 来了，开言英语是我中专班主任介绍给我的，他今年64岁了、wow. 已经跟开言学了2年，然后这次他续费4年，是他的行动感动了我，相信我们以后肯定会不一样、mm. 加油。
Okay, so、yeah. sounds like lots of people are feeling pretty 感动 today.
对，我觉得那条留言就是intergenerational 三代人，老师，然后这一位我不知道是妈妈还是爸爸、mm. 然后儿子
Right.
都在学开言
Amazing.
How can you get more moving than that?
Exactly.、
Right? Yeah. 还有所有的其他留言的朋友和没有留言的朋友、mm. 你们的支持 just your support and recognition and trust、mm. is the most inspiring.
Absolutely.、
Right? Inspires us to do our work better every single day.
That's right, that's right.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿结束了。然后如果大家有兴趣去读 Adam 的那篇专访呢，只要到开言英语的微信公众号，然后我们也会在今天的文章底下连一个链接过去。 Okay, that's it from us. We look forward to seeing you next time. 下次再见。
All right, bye guys.